we ought to move on. Lord Jesus. I need a mic stand here. Oh, oh, oh. Can we sing it together? Come on. One, two, three. Come on. Oh, 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 oh. We worship you. We do it one more time. It sounds so beautiful. Come and sing. Oh.
Worship is not a song. Your worship is your reaction to the finished work on the cross of Calvary. You are exhaling what you've inhaled, which is the love of God in Christ that He displayed on the cross. React to that love. And I'm a conde brohos. Can you just lift your beautiful hands and worship your Father? Upon this side, yeah. Oh, oh,
I hear the people of God sing it out loud.
Sing, oh.
Join me as I bring up stage my lovely sister, Tito the writer. Can you do better than that? Come on.
For he made he that was without sin to be sin for us, that we may become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So that means when we worship, we stand in the position of our righteousness. We don't worship as servants or as beggars. We are beloved sons of God. We don't come to worship bearing our sins or our mistakes, but we come bearing his stripes. For by his stripes we were healed. So we stand in the fullness of his essence. For where he was weak, we are now strong. And where he was born, the cross, we are now rich. And when we understand the consciousness of the finished work, we worship. And sometimes worship is not a song, it's a tear, it's a cry, it's a shout, it's a sigh. It sounds like this. He comes back.
To the finished works of Calvary.
You are a gift of the Lord, a Holy Ghost.